Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Schuster. Joining us on Friday by surprise is our friend Garrett Vogel from Z100. Garrett, are you there?
Surprise! Hey, Rob Shooter.
So we had technical issues on Monday, Garrett. Garrett's normal day is Monday, but today's Corey's birthday. Happy birthday, Corey! He's off and away. So Garrett said he would jump in today. How have you been, my friend?
I'm great. And you know what? Before we jump into it, and I know it's Friday and we're excited, we got a great show lined up for you. I just want to thank you for listening. Well, you too, Rob Shooter. But as you listen to this, you listen to our voices, we want to thank you. Because though we cannot see you, we hear you. And we just want to say thank you for listening, because you're doing some great things for this show right here. And it means the world to us. And we can't do anything but say thank you. So
gosh,
thanks.
Bless you. I absolutely agree. Amen. Garrett, what time is it? It is
tea time. It's a Friday tea time. Is Friday tea different than the rest of the week?
No, tea's the same every single day. Okay. It's always hot.
Oh, just that.
It's always delicious here on the Naughty But Nice Show. So big exclusive at the top of the show. Kim Kardashian was feeling pressured to leave Kanye West on the final episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Let me explain.
Surprise, surprise.
Let me explain. So Kim has taped the final episode. The trailer is out now. It's going to be on E! The very last season, coming up very soon. When she was taping, she was feeling pressure to go out with a bang. Sources tell me that all this pressure wanted her basically to announce she was going to get divorced on the very, very last scene of the very, very last episode. We've seen everything of this family's life on this show. The sex tape, the marriages, the babies, the divorces. Would it be wise to end the season with literally a big bang? What do you think?
She started her career in the reality show a big bang, so she might as well end it with a big bang. So
Kim surprisingly decided not to do it. So my sources tell me, who have been around Kim, who some have been on the set, that it actually ends more with a whimper than a bang. It's very emotional. It's a very, very cathartic ending. I'm told it's actually a very beautiful ending of the show. It's all done now, so it's edited, it's been filmed, it's not live. That show is filmed months in advance, so it's all in the can, it's ready to go. I'm told it's a beautiful ending. Now, we've made fun of the Kardashians over all these years. 15 spin-offs from one show. Will you miss them? Will you miss them?
I think over time, like eventually, you know, once the last show is over, Rob Shooter, I think we'll take a deep breath, and then next week we're like, why is it so quiet around here? Where is everybody? What's everybody doing?
Why is it so quiet? We've got so used to them after over a decade. You do get used to people. I was thinking of our own lives. And I have a friend, I have many friends, who are terribly annoying. Like, they're the Kim of my life. But I adore them. But when they're a little too quiet, I sort of really miss them. And I don't want to be that friend who just always loves the drama. But I'm afraid. I think I am with certain people. Not all my friends. I have kind of like actually a very lovely group of friends. I'm very, very lucky. But I do have one or two that are scattered in there, Garrett, that are a little bit dramatic, and I do enjoy them. Do you have friends like that?
I think we all do. We all have that one friend, you know, that's like, okay, well, they're around here just to keep us all entertained when things get boring, but they're also very annoying. I think we all have that around our lives in some form of capacity, maybe not to the extent of the Kardashians, but close enough where we can go, yeah, you would be on the Kardashians if they lost, all their family members and needed someone to fill in on the show.
It's amazing how attached to these TV people we get. I'm still missing Kathy Lee. I know from the Today Show when she left that. I'm still missing Regis. I know you were really close to him. So you become so attached to these people. Our poll question of the day is, Kim felt pressured to leave Kanye West on the very last episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Should she do it? Should she have left him on the last episode? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. What are you working on?
Yes, and by the way, that poll should be, do you feel that mom pressured him?
I didn't say who was pressuring, but I think we all
I think we know who was pressuring her. Come on, Rob Schrute. All right, let's talk a little housewives here. So Vicky G, all right, we all know her. She's from the Housewives of Orange County. She's been there since day one, 14 years, if you think about it, since the inception of the whole Housewives phenomena. So she was on the Velvet Rope podcast, kind of throwing shade at the rest of the Housewives, saying everybody should be thankful for what I've pretty much started, because without me they wouldn't have a damn job. You can argue yes or no, but Vicky feels like she has done service for, she's paved the way for all the housewives after her. She even threw some shade at Lisa Rinna, but Lisa Rinna, you know, could argue is the bigger star, maybe. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting, though, and you've been around many of Housewives. Do they all feel like they're the reason why they put the Housewives on the map?
Absolutely. Every one of them. When you're with Bethany, Bethany thinks she invented Housewives. When you're with Nene, Nene feels she invented Housewives. Do you know the one that doesn't? Lisa Rinna. I used to work for Lisa Rinna. I was Lisa's publicist, and she nearly got the Kelly Ripa job. I used to go with Lisa to Live every day. Kathy Lee had left, and it got down to Lisa Rinna and Kelly Ripa, and we know who got the job. But Lisa Rinna's actually really cool. I worked for a lot of celebrities that were not that nice. Lisa's a really cool person. Lisa hit the ground running, though, because she had more star power when she joined the show than these other ladies who really were housewives in the very beginning. Do you think everybody owes you a thank you? So for every podcast on gossip moving forward, do they owe Rob Schrute something? No, I don't think they do. Right. I mean, you do want to remember the people who've paved the way. You certainly do want to do that. And I think you want to have a good sense of history. But do you expect people to keep being grateful?
Well, not grateful, but maybe appreciative, maybe, where it's not like, I'm not saying you need to be bowed down to, but you also shouldn't walk around going, hey, remember me? Like, if you have to say that, you know, about yourself, it really shows who you are as a person, because if you can't just like, hey, show me respect, and it not just be like a common unknown spoken thing, I don't know. It's weird. It's just to think that, like, without me, without Andy Cohen, you wouldn't be anything, pretty much. You know what I mean? Like,
and Andy, too, is part of a team that created it. It wasn't just Andy's idea. It was a whole producing team. What really happened here is there was an event. There was a big event that Vicky was at, and she felt as if she wasn't the center of attention.
Baby shower.
And nobody was paying her that much deference, and it upset her. I've been to a lot of events, too, where they're not your moment. It's okay. Everybody doesn't have to kiss the ring. I think Vicky's hurt here because her days on that show are over.
Yeah, are done. But you grew up in the mentality of once you're in there and if you get settled and you're like, okay, life is going to be fine, I'm just going to do this, there's someone out there that's always gunning for your job. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm not saying you need to always have your guard up, but you should always realize in the back of your head, there is a 4-year-old right now that's out there that eventually wants to come out and try to take you. So if you don't stay on top of your game, you're asking just to, you know, step aside eventually. But you know what I love about you? We were talking about that the housewives and talking about, you know, making it about them when it's not there for a moment. They were at Andy Cohen's kid's baby shower. A baby shower. It wasn't even about Andy Cohen. It wasn't about the housewife. It was about a baby.
That's where all this went down. Lisa got on the table and twerked. God bless her. Maybe not the place. Although the baby wasn't there, technically. It was the shower. Moving on. So Wendy Williams is slamming Anna Wintour. Anna Wintour is the very powerful editor of Vogue magazine. Probably the most powerful person in fashion here in America. So Anna was at an event. Wendy was there too. And Anna allegedly snubbed Wendy Williams. Uh-oh. Wendy was talking to E! About it and said she thinks it's because Wendy has made fun of Anna's hairdo in the past. Wendy goes on to say that she does love Anna's hair, but she doesn't believe that you always have to follow what the magazines or the critics say. If you want to wear your hair one way, do it. If you don't, don't. She went on to say that Anna thinks she's so cool and she's so Hollywood, but she probably is not very happy with her real life. Wendy also added too that Barbara Walters snubbed her at the event as well. Do you remember people, Garrett, who have snubbed you?
Yes. No, it's you do, but it's a matter of, do you do anything about it? Like, do you take the high road and move on, but you keep it filed away just when, you know, they come asking for something, and you're like, they treated me wrong in the past. I think we all do to a degree. Like, it's, you know, if you let it go, you're definitely a saint and go straight to heaven and right through the front doors, fast pass style. And I'm sure you, maybe back then, you have become much nicer over the years, Rob Schroeder, almost saint-like. But you've had to have those people of your past. You're like, yeah, you've done me wrong.
I don't expect anything. I never have. Maybe because I'm such a working-class kid from an industrial town, a little town in Britain. I don't really expect anybody to pay me any attention. So when I go into situations expecting to be ignored, if a waiter says hello to me, I'm absolutely thrilled. Let me tell you some gossip about Anna Wintour.
Please.
Lean in. As a publicist, I'd have to call Vogue magazine all the time to talk about my clients. And some of them they liked, and some of them they didn't, and they made it perfectly obvious right away. So get this. I used to work for Jessica Simpson. Anna Wintour and Vogue would not touch Jessica. They didn't think she was the Vogue girl. I used to beg them.
Chicken of the sea never happened. Maybe they could have had Jessica
Simpson.
They
wouldn't have Jessica. They didn't like reality stars. You're never going to see Teresa Giudice on the cover of Vogue. Also, too, in my office, I didn't work on her personally, but Charlie, who worked in my office, he represented Rachel Ray. And when Rachel launched her TV show, Charlie was pushing to get her a ton of press. Vogue doesn't like Rachel Ray. It was impossible to get Rachel a cover. Alicia Keys. I used to work for Alicia Keys. I thought she would be the perfect fit for Vogue because she's smart, she's sophisticated. Nope, they didn't want Alicia Keys. Isn't that interesting?
You know, I know you're being a publicist, your job is to fight for your client and get them the best and maximize their possibilities. But Rachel Ray?
I think, though, can you imagine putting Rachel in a ball gown in a kitchen with a frying pan? It'd be hilarious.
I think now it would work. Rachel Ray, 15 years ago, it was so new that it would, like, you'd be taking a chance, almost as if like putting a reality show star out there, you know? You'd be taking a chance where you think your readers are these sophisticated people, but in reality, it's you and I and, you know, people that are sitting in doctor's offices waiting for appointments, reading the magazine. It's not all just, you know, people doing crossword puzzles in the New York Times reading your publication, reading Vogue. So, you know, it's interesting just to get the other side of it. Like, why won't I put Rachel Ray on it?
Wouldn't do it. I'm a big fan of High and Low. I really am. Like, I like the New York Times, but I also love the New York Post. I like myself The Bachelorette, but I also love 60 Minutes. So I mix my sort of high and low brow culture together. Vogue does not. If you look at the covers of Vogue, it's so interesting because everybody wants to do it. They're not telling the truth if they pretend they don't. Everybody wants to be on the cover of that magazine.
I'd love to do it.
They'd never have me. But look at the covers you'll be surprised of who is missing. What's going on with Jeopardy?
We're talking about a mix of shows. Let's talk about Jeopardy. So first, Ken Jennings, I don't know. He's still mixed emotions for me as a host.
Ratings were good,
Good. But the personality, it's very, very dry. Alex kind of like had a little pep to the step, you know, when giving the question and the answer. Ken feels just like, I'm going to read what's on the card and just maybe try to crack a joke, but like a dad joke. But let's talk about last night. So this is what threw Twitter into a frenzy. So the contestants were answering a question, had a question for $2,000. And this is what I love. It was a picture. I love pictures because, especially on Jeopardy, it makes it so much easier. Unless it's like a science question where it's like, you know, P2 equals blah, blah, blah. I wouldn't get it. But it was a question. And right in our wheelhouse, it was a picture. And the question went like this with the picture. This comedian displayed his drama chops in A Star Is Born, playing Bradley Cooper's longtime friend.
I know it without the picture. Dave Chappelle.
And you would have been right. You would have won $2,000 right there. Boom. None of the contestants got it right. Ooh. And the interesting thing, if you watched the clip, you'll hear Ken Jennings go, It's Dave Chappelle. Like almost like when your friend's like, you idiot. Like, how do you not know it's Dave Chappelle? One of the biggest comedians out there in one of the biggest movies of the time. You're so like, I felt like Ken Jennings was like, I wish I was on the other side of the podium just so I, that was an easy $2,000 I just let by. You know, and of course it went all over Twitter. No one knows Dave Chappelle. I hope you all lose Jeopardy.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's terrible, but I laughed at it because it's so true.
Have you ever been around a celebrity that you didn't recognize? When I first came to America, I was in LA with Bruce and we were at a Jewish deli. It was delicious. And I sat next to Jerry Seinfeld. Oh. I didn't know who he was because in Britain, the show doesn't really play. And so in America, Seinfeld's a huge star and everybody was going a little bit nuts. I didn't understand what was happening because once you take away their celebrity, it's just like this sort of guy sitting next to me in jeans. I had no idea who he was. Has it ever happened to you, Garrett?
John Krasinski. John Krasinski from The Office days. Now, early Office days, John Krasinski wasn't the John Krasinski we all know and swoon over. So in New York City, walking the streets where our studios are, they are in Tribeca, which is pretty much, which I like to call like the East Coast Hollywood, yes. Where, you know, all of celebrities live in Tribeca. And they're, you know, they walk around like you could bump into anybody at any given time. Bumped into John Krasinski, had no idea. 2 weeks later, watching The Office, I go, that's the guy I bumped into. Like, and of course, now I would have known him in a drop of a hat, like very quickly. But yeah,
there you go. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, but we promise you will bump into us in just a moment. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our friend Garrett. Hey, Garrett, let's get to the polls. Very official. Big rumor, Ariana Grande could join The Weeknd at his big Super Bowl performance. Who would you rather see do the Super Bowl, The Weeknd or Ariana Grande? Ooh. 58% would rather it just be Ariana Grande. Oh, I think I'm with the majority. I love her.
See, I love her too, but Ariana has songs out right now that wouldn't play well on a halftime.
They're a little X-rated.
Like, you know, so I think maybe just an appearance doing the hits and, you know, it could work well, but give me The Weeknd. Give me the Weeknd first.
Yeah. There you go. Look how diverse we are here. So don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results, Garrett. Are you ready? It's time for our nicest of the day.
Yes, and you know what, Rob Shooter? I want you to take a back seat for this one, all right?
Sit back.
Because you are Mr. Royal. You sit on your throne and you tell us, you know, common people, all royal stories. And you know what? I said it's my turn
to take over. Put your crown on,
dethrone you for one story. Here we go. Let me put my crown
on. Is it on? Oh, it's beautiful.
Thank you very much. I had it bedazzled. All right, let's talk about Meghan Markle and who she leaned on for support last year. And as you know, there's a lot going on in her life, from the exit of the royal family to moving to the States to raising a child. Who did she lean on the most? And it wasn't a person, Rob Shooter. You would think maybe she had a best friend.
Harry, a little baby, her mommy.
Nope, and definitely not her dad or sister. I can tell you that.
That's the truth.
Meghan leaned on support from a rescue shelter that she works with, and a Labrador, Paula, and a beagle named Guy.
They're her rescue dogs.
Yeah, so but she reached out. She works closely with an animal shelter, and it's interesting that, you know, you and I are both dog people, and you and I could speak highly of it. Like, dogs change the world for us, and especially in a time where your life seems like it's spiraling out of control, you know, having a dog, you know, does wonders. But the CEO that works for the shelter said that whenever we talk to the Duchess about the charity, she always references how important her dogs are and the support they are, particularly during everything that's happened this year with COVID and with her personal trial. I totally forgot. She had to deal with COVID,
too. We did do that, too. Yeah, she's a busy, busy person.
Yeah, so she went through a lot. Bless. And you know, she decided to share the family cards in December, which featured illustrations of Meghan, Harry, their son Archie, and their dogs as well in front of the Garden Playhouse. So it just shows, like, what dogs literally can change your
woof,
life.
Woof, woof, woof. We're big doggy fans here. And now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. I think we've got to leave Britney Spears alone. So there's concerns over there after she posted a new video dancing to her ex Justin Timberlake song. Britney's having some fun here on social media. People are going after her. Let's leave Britney alone. And now it's time for a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. Hey, choose your words more carefully, because before too long, you are going to start believing them. Words have great power, and they will define you. So be careful what you say to one another. And most importantly, be careful what you say to yourself. There you go. Hey, everybody, have a lovely week. We ran out of time. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.